This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have waiting for you there. They're all totally free. We're here live on this Black Friday edition of Free Talk Live with you in the studio tonight. You've got Ian here.
Rich Paul.
And Danica.
Hey, so we'll talk to you about anything that happens to be on your mind. I imagine some people out there in the listening audience may have had an experience with Black Friday. It's one of my most favorite topics to talk about in this time of year, just simply because there's so much spectacle to it. And, you know, every year there's inevitably some kind of crazy video of people acting really dumb and violent over products that really, I mean, okay, you get a slight discount on a television set. I guess that's a good thing, but is it worth having your head bashed against the pavement? Probably not.
And I found out the other day that many times retailers will make specific TVs for Black Friday sales that are cheaper and therefore will more than likely break faster than a typical TV would. So that's why that 36-inch TV that's $100 is probably not going to be worth it after 3 months.
Well, all value comes down to something that's subjective. It depends on who the observer is. It's marginal. It depends on how much you have. And quite often when people sneer at each other's purchase decisions, what's going on is that you have people who are coming from a context of having a lot more or a lot less than that person, and you can't see how in your value system one thing is worth another. But, of course, all value is marginal. It depends on how many dollars you have. If you have an awful lot of dollars, maybe you want to drop a $10,000 check on the New Hampshire Jury Association. And I'm down with that. I think that would be a great thing to do with it. But if you're just scraping by, you're not going to do that because value is marginal.
Sure, absolutely. And you know, if you are okay with getting a cheap TV, then you know maybe you'll luck out and it will last a little bit longer.
Well, I'd like to know more about that. I mean, it was the first time I've heard that. It wouldn't surprise me if that were true. You know, normally the idea behind these Black Friday sales is that they discount regular items. I mean, the items they regularly have in the store are discounted to a point where it's a loss leader, which gets people to come through the doors. And then hopefully the store's hoping that they'll also load up their shopping cart with some non-Black Friday items in order to make up the difference, or at the very least gain that customer loyalty in the future to where they'll keep coming back and shopping there. But if it turns out, and I'd be interested to know, you know, which brands are doing that and which stores are doing that. If it turns out they're selling people cheaper products than they normally would, like where the build quality has suffered, and then representing that as though it's a product that would normally sit on their shelves, that seems to be, I wouldn't call it dishonest, but I'd call it shady.
Well, certainly, if they were using the same model numbers,
that would be a real
problem because, you know, you pretty much, if you have a high incidence of failures, you really need to put that out as a factory second, and you shouldn't go substituting factory seconds for, and that's what your cheaper manufactured. Usually what electronics companies do is, like, all the different speeds of processors are manufactured to be the same and to be the fastest possible processor, then they take these parts and they test them to failure, and the top speed at which it doesn't fail is the speed that gets stamped on it with some margin for error. They probably round down
Yeah, and correct me if I'm wrong, but typically if the TV has a name on it, such as like Samsung, Toshiba, it's more than likely going to be obviously a superior product than an off-brand or a brand that you may not recognize. So it's probably best in most circumstances.
Now, if they were manufacturing it as a separate brand and just buying from a cheaper manufacturer to offer really cheap deals, then that's a different matter. Or if they're using
if it's Toshiba marketing something else, then and they own that company, then absolutely. But if it's off-brands that you've never heard of them, you can't find them anywhere else, you know, you may be crossing into a very cheap TV territory.
Well, what I'm concerned about is, you know, the allegation that you've made here. You said you heard that they are, you know, replacing or that they're selling products that are of a lower build quality. I'd be shocked if name brands were doing that. If Sony and Samsung were letting product out that they knew was designed to fail or was not as good quality as they normally would represent, that would be disturbing to me. It wouldn't be, you know, illegal or anything wrong necessarily, but, you know, they would be undermining their own brand by doing that. But if it's
as a matter of fact, there's many of the off brands of electronics are actually factory seconds from the big manufacturers, and things didn't turn out quite right, or the product wasn't as good, or it was a cheaper making product, so they would put another name on it specifically because they don't want to damage their brand.
Right.
And that, so they don't want, even if they sold it saying, hey, this is a bad TV that we manufactured, we're selling it for scrap, they don't want it to go out with their name on it, because once it's out there, what it is it's a bad TV with their name on it.
Sometimes,
and they don't want that.
What you'll encounter in the electronics world, at least, is a manufacturer of a name brand manufacturer will actually manufacture private label brands as well. So like Radio Shack. If you were, I mean, they barely exist anymore, but there still are some Radio Shacks out there. So if you were to go in and buy a Radio Shack branded scanner and you open it up, you'll actually find Uniden parts in those scanners. They're actually manufactured by mainstream, you know, big name companies, but then Radio Shack pays, you know, to have their label placed on top of it, even though the guts are the same internals. So I would be interested in learning more about, you know, who is alleged to have been cutting the corners on those TV sets.
I've not heard of any big names such as Sony or Samsung.
Yeah.
It's just simply off-brands that you probably have not heard of, or it just
maybe secondhand. Well, I don't expect quality from off-brands anyway. So, I mean, if it turns out...
Unless I can Google it, maybe an off-brand is a new brand that is high quality, but, of course, until you Google it, you don't know.
Yeah, it's just very important to always do comparisons, things, you know, if this brand is a much better deal than the other one, of course. And yeah, the saying always goes, you get what you pay for.
That much is true. The toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE. The fights that I've found so far, the conflicts over products at the Black Friday sales throughout the United States, it actually turns out that the worst that I've seen are not from the United States. The United Kingdom apparently also has these Black Friday sales. I didn't know it was like an outside of the U.S. phenomenon, too.
I didn't realize it caught on in the U.K. as much as the U.S., but I was also reading articles and was just shocked to hear about it.
I have yet to see an Only in America meme that was not verifiably false. Everything they do here, they do somewhere else.
So there's one video that's at the top of the Drudge Report right now. This is probably the worst, one of the worst that I've seen are two girls fighting over some panties. It appears to be happening. Did you see this one?
No.
It appears to be happening at some sort of a Victoria's Secret-like place. There's nothing really that you can make from the audio. It's just, I mean, there's literally punches being thrown.
Cat pulling.
Yeah, I mean, there's multiple girls sort of involved trying to pull each other off, pull the two fighters off of one another. Some men get involved to try to break things up. And this is a pretty serious scrap over what apparently was a, you know, pair of panties.
But was it really over the panties? Was it over the panties, or was it over some slight that one did to the other in pursuit of the... I mean, the panties were probably not the prize, because I would guess the panties were destroyed in the conflict, well, and that the conflict Victoria's continued Secret, definitely. After their destruction. That's just a guess, but you know, people when they get into tight spaces anywhere, at sports arenas, at rock concerts, they piss each other off and they get in fights.
We're gonna come back with more here in moments. It's Free Talk Live, Black Friday version. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it, and they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you're invited here to take control of the airwaves. Maybe you work in retail, and you've just gotten home from a long day of Black Friday madness, and you want to tell us what you've experienced? Danica and Rich Paul joining me, Ian, here in the studio. Danica, you told me during one of the breaks you have worked in retail.
Oh, yeah.
In the past, as have I. I worked at Big Kmart for a number of years. How about you, Rich Paul? Have you ever done any retail work? I know you've done programming work, but...
I've worked in gas stations and convenience stores in a college town, so I've dealt with rowdy customers. For example, after a football win or a basketball win, you know, sometimes it was riot conditions and you're literally there, you know, defending the store with, you know, we used to pick up the chains that we chained the coolers shut at Beer 30 at 2 a.m. and use those to try and, you know, because really it's not a matter of defending the store. It's a matter of you have no way to get out of the store, so you're defending your ass because you don't know what's going to happen if the rioters get in there.
Well, we know what happened in Ferguson. It was definitely destruction of property, windows being smashed, people coming and grabbing stuff. The chaos at the shopping centers was certainly more controlled than Ferguson, but there was still some crazy scenes, and the Daily Mail over in the UK has some pretty amazing pictures of just people putting their hands all over each other and grabbing onto boxes. Mm-hmm. Apparently, some people were actually laying atop of boxes in an attempt to prevent others from taking them.
Oh, no, are you serious?
There's a series of pictures on this Daily Mail story, which I'll link to over on our Facebook, Google Plus, and Twitter. And there's a series of pictures where a lady wearing black and sort of like, I don't know if they're UGG boots or whatever, but she's wearing black all over. And she's literally riding atop of a TV. She's fully splayed out over on top of this TV as another woman is trying to drag the TV away. The other woman is literally grabbing a hold for dear life on top of this TV set, and it's just, it's crazy. And they actually do have video of that happening as well. So, I mean, she really, really wanted that that Polaroid television set.
And this was in the UK, you said?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it was.
I wonder how many people go out there specifically because they expect that sort of thing, or they expect to get 15 minutes of fame out of being photographed in some bizarre position.
I can't imagine there would be too many people who would expect that, because the fame doesn't really, it's not really noticeable. I mean, there's no, all of the Black Friday fights that have ever happened, who knows who those people are? I mean, there's no...
Yeah, pretty rarely they're identified.
I mean, if you're in the town in which this happened, then you might recognize the person who was involved. But as far as collecting any fame outside of, you know, the neighborhood, I don't think that's very likely here.
Yeah, I guess none of them have really gone viral yet.
None of the Black Friday videos or the people?
None of the Black Friday videos.
I would say they have. I would say every year these things go viral.
Yeah, every year there's a story of woman, you know, two women pulling and dragging and fighting over a TV, or just crowds, massive waves of people coming in, and no one can get around anywhere because they're just literally stuck. Just crazy stories. Like, they seem to get just even crazier year after year.
Yeah, these videos definitely go viral, but that doesn't mean that the participants in them are noteworthy or memorable or even identifiable in a lot of cases, especially if you're dealing with a cell phone video that's sort of taken from a few feet away, and you can see that there are two people scuffling, but, you know, you can't really see their faces, so, you know, they're just anonymous parts of the crowd. We've got Rich. He's in Montana. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Rich.
I mean, I don't know how old you guys are, but you need to ask your parents if it was ever like this in this country. I mean, if this isn't a sign of how far Western civilization has fallen, I don't know what it is. All it is a bunch of people buying a bunch of foreign-made junk, going in debt for it. I used to laugh at these videos, too, but I actually think it's sad to see this.
It is sad.
It is.
I agree with you. It's sad. But wait, are you saying that there were, first of all, I don't know if Black Friday was as big of a thing 20 or 30 years ago as it is today.
No, when I was growing up, I mean, people were civilized. People are like animals anymore. I mean,
what has changed in your opinion? I mean, people are animals 30 years ago.
No,
but
no,
maybe
no,
there just
no,
wasn't
no,
as much
no,
cell
no.
phone
it
video.
Was, believe me, Ian, it was never like, how old are you, Ian?
I'm in my 30s.
You're in your 30s. So you don't remember the days I remember. I'm twice as old as you are. I mean, people were in no way like they are today. I mean, this is just a perfect example of where this country, Western civilization in general, is going. This is why it's all going down. I mean, it's got to go down eventually.
Okay, so I can understand to some extent where you're coming from. There's certainly an argument to be made that consumerism is bigger than it's ever been in the United States. The idea that people seek satisfaction through buying stuff, and of course that never really does satisfy because there's always some new thing that you want to get after you get whatever it was that you were looking to get. And so there's this endless sort of cycle of people buying things that arguably maybe they don't really need, but you know, they got the disposable income or like you're saying, they go into debt for it, making their lives that much more difficult because they really have to have a 50-inch TV. I can definitely appreciate some of that critique, but that's, I don't know. I mean, Rich Paul, you're probably the oldest guy at the table here. Are you in your late 30s or early 40s now?
I'm 45. I'm going to be 46 in a few days.
Sorry, Rich, to call. We have a different Rich in the studio, so okay. I was just letting you know that we have a range of ages in the studio here. Rich, I mean, as the elder in the studio, do you think that the other Rich here in Montana is onto something?
I think that that people are that there has been a change, that this sort of thing. I mean, we didn't see Black Fridays like this 20 years ago.
I don't remember it being this crazy when I worked in retail back in the late 1990s. And, you know, I was there for some of these Black Friday sales. And certainly it was busy, but nobody really threw any punches that I saw, at least at our store. But again, different stores, yeah. different towns.
Sure,
different towns.
Really, there's no economic reason for Black Friday to be special. I mean, Black Friday is the day at which, on average, retailers cross from the red into the black.
That's true.
But if
Thanks
they didn't buy
that.
The stuff that day, they'd buy it the day before or the day after. So basically, in the absence of the sale, you know. So really, there's no reason to have the sale, because it doesn't really matter whether you get into the black a day earlier or a day later. That doesn't mean you make more money at the end of the year. And
well, the reason to have the sale is because you need to outcompete the other people who are having sales. You couldn't just not have a sale.
Right, but why
does
the first person have the sale?
Well, somebody started it, and now it's become quite the trend.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I mean, if I was a retailer, I would probably sit Black Friday out, because Black Friday is irrelevant, and I would not change my prices, and therefore my employees would be safe, and my store would be intact, and maybe I'd make a few less dollars, but I think I'd sleep better at night.
Rich in Montana, if you don't mind, I'd like to bring you back here in a moment to continue this discussion, because I'm curious to know, you know, why Rich feels like things are so different. I mean, he feels like people are animals now, but they weren't 30 years ago. What has changed? It's Free Talk Live.
Are you ready to surrender your right to buy body armor? No joke. Congress is now trying to outlaw civilian body armor. And if House Bill H.R. 5344 becomes law, you can kiss your right to protect yourself against rifle bullets goodbye. Don't put off your body armor purchase any longer. Go now to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Thousands of military veterans trust their lives to Infidel Body Armor. You should too. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Now through November 30th, get 3 months of GoFood storable food free when you buy a 1-year supply. Get 6 weeks free with your purchase of a 6-month supply, and 3 weeks free with your purchase of a 3-month supply. GoFoods are storable for 25 years, non-GMO, kosher certified, and quick fix. Call 800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com. That's www.storefoodnow.com.
Hey everyone, my Ghost 80% AR-15 project was a total success. Thank you, Guns80.com. Thank you. I bought my Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. It's everything I expected and more. Just got a note from my buddy Mark, and now they're having a huge Black Friday and a big Cyber Monday sale. Guess Christmas is coming early this year. I'm definitely ordering one for my brother on Black Friday because the price drops to $400. Yes, I did just say that. $400. Unbelievable. at Guns80.com. The big sale is on. Begins Friday, November 22nd, and ends December 1st. So hurry now. Sale prices for Ghost ARs again, $400. Black Friday will be a good day. Get your Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. Sale is on right now at Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com, guns and the number 880.com. Happy holidays and Merry Christmas to everyone from our good friends at Guns80.com. The big sale is on. I'll see you there.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Waller, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You're invited here to take control of the airwaves on this Black Friday edition of the program. We will, of course, allow you to bring up anything that you want. We've been talking about Black Friday thus far, and I want to get back to Rich on the line here in Montana in a moment, because I want him to explain why he thinks things are different now. He says that people are now acting like animals in the stores, whereas he says that didn't happen, you know, 30, 40 years ago. I'd love to hear his speculations to why. We'll get into that. But also I want to let you know about the Texas Bitcoin Conference. It's coming up next year, March 28th and 29th. It's going to happen in downtown Austin at the Moody Theater. It's the second annual Texas Bitcoin Conference, and it's loaded up with the best and brightest speakers, the latest exhibitions in Bitcoin, and they're going to be hosting the second $1 million Bitcoin 2.0 hackathon, and they've invited the entire Texas legislature along to allow them to see firsthand that not enacting complicated regulations encourages innovation and job creation. The Texas Bitcoin Conference will prove that Bitcoin is a force for good. If you're knee-deep in Bitcoin or just interested, this is the place to be, March 28th and 29th. There's also a kickoff event happening on the 27th. Plus, if you would like to submit ideas, they're doing white papers call right now over at TexasBitcoinConference.com. We were there last year, by the way, and it was a great event. Looking forward to being a part of it again with Free Talk Live in 2015. Again, it's March 28th and 29th. Go to TexasBitcoinConference.com to get your tickets and get details. That's TexasBitcoinConference.com. With you tonight, Ian here.
Rich Paul.
And Danica.
Let's bring a different Rich. He's back on the line here in Montana. Rich, you say you've been around for a while. You're in your 60s.
I'm 60. Almost 60.
Almost 60, sorry about that. So late 50s, you're maybe a decade or so older than Rich Paul, who's in the studio here. And you said, Rich, in Montana, that this behavior that we're seeing on Black Friday, the mobs of people, the fighting, the screaming, that people never behaved that way in the past. What's your speculation as to, and when you say the past, I presume you mean, you know, so a few decades ago. So what's your speculation as to why?
Well, first of all, I never said they never, but it was few, very few and far between. But in my opinion, there's a total breakdown of morality in this country. There's no discipline anymore. It used to be people would act like that in public. I mean, they would be embarrassed about it. People aren't embarrassed about stuff anymore. I mean, everybody thinks they're justified in what they're doing. It's a lot of a breakdown of the family. You name it in this country. This is... I mean, society's just in the toilet. You know, I used to live in populated areas where the malls and all the box stores and all that stuff was, and I got away from that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Because you could see it coming down the pike. It's like a bad feeling in your stomach, which I've had for many years now.
But to go back to what you were saying there, Rich, you said that that it did happen in the past. It was just few and far between. Isn't it possible that it just wasn't being reported on in the same way that it's being reported on today? I mean, 30 years ago, nobody had a cell phone that could record video on it. So if there was some sort of a scuffle at the local Kmart, then the only thing that you'd ever hear about it would be as if rumors went around.
They did have a couple news stations on the TV.
But there's no chance that the news cameras, almost zero chance that the news cameras would be there to record the opening doors at 6 a.m.
There'd be way fewer news shows for sure.
You'd almost never see video of this.
You would hear about it, but naturally back, you know, in the 60s, late 50s, I mean, they didn't have things like the internet and stuff like that. They didn't have a YouTube. I mean, cell phones.
Obviously.
Look at people anymore on the street, Ian, when you go out around Keene. I imagine it's a lot around there, around New Hampshire. So you live in a more populated area. You ever see anybody with not a cell phone stuck to their ear or glued, you know,
suggesting that cell phones are somehow indicative of the failure of society? What are you getting at there?
Take it to technological era. I mean, I'm not really a 21st century type person.
So would you describe yourself as a Luddite?
People just showing respect for one another and...
Well, I don't think because someone has a cell phone means they're disrespectful towards people. I mean, we're talking about a minority of people here in general. It still is few and far between as far as how often these fights happen.
No,
when you go to the Drudge Report,
I think it's more than that. I mean, look at these fools that line up at these stores and camp out because they're going to get an extra $20 off of an item. With their Black Friday sale.
Well, economically, that doesn't make any sense, right? Like, if your time is valuable, then saving $20, spending 10 hours to save $20 it's a crazy thing to do. But it also might be just fun, Rich.
Well,
maybe people are just having fun.
Yeah, they don't.
Unless you're there for the festivities.
That's what I'm saying. It's fun. It could be fun.
Exactly.
Sure, yeah.
And I think that's what's going on, and I think that exaggerates the violence. Also is that people think, oh, I can go out on Black Friday and have this adventure.
Okay, but, about 23 years ago, people were standing in line outside to watch movie premieres.
Sure.
People stand in line for restaurant openings. And people don't just camp out for Black Friday. They camp out for, I know back where I'm from, we didn't have Chick-fil-A. When Chick-fil-A first came out, people were camping out like days in advance.
Really?
For a year's worth of Chick-fil-A sandwiches.
How long ago was that?
When did they first come?
Yeah, when did that happen?
Like last year.
Isn't that pathetic?
It's what people want to do with their time. I mean, it's not something that I would do, especially not in, zero-degree weather. But if they, feel like, hey, I want to camp out for Chick-fil-A and have a year's worth of Chick-fil-A sandwiches, by all means.
Yeah, I mean, everybody's got their preferences. Rich, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate your perspective. I can appreciate some of what Rich is saying, but at the same time, I don't pass judgment on somebody because they go out to the Black Friday sale. I went to some Black Friday sale, a couple of them, actually, when I was still living in Florida, and you know, it wasn't a bad experience at all. It was fun standing in line with people, and you kind of get to know the people that you're waiting there with. And if you're, I mean, I never did camping out, but I mean, I know that I imagine the camping out kind of thing is probably like, you know, waiting in line to go to a rock concert. Have you ever,
or a Comic Con or anything like that? I mean, there's tons of camping out, and I, you know, funny story is I remember my friend's parents telling me about how they were waiting in line for the new Star Wars movies. It's just, you know, people have been.
A disappointment, I'm sure.
It was actually a funny story about that because when those movies came out, people didn't have the internet to read about spoilers or anything like that.
True.
So my friend's dad and his, you know, then girlfriend, which became his wife, were standing in line, and his mom's sister comes running out and she's like, oh, guess what? Darth Vader is Luke Skywalker's father. And no one knew about it, and they were so mad at her for spoiling it.
So share your thoughts here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Dave is in California. You're on Free Talk Live, Dave.
Yeah, I'm totally in agreement with that guy because, I mean, it's totally changed. It's nothing like, we're not saying there wasn't violent people or things happening ever. And it's not to do because we didn't know about it there's newspapers, there's radios, there's television news. No, it didn't happen like that, like 30 years ago or so.
What is your expertise? Did you work in retail?
No. Expertise is being in society and being in tune and knowing that this did not go down. It's not expertise.
If I wasn't looking at the front page of Drudge Report and doing Google searches for Black Friday fight, you know, then I wouldn't know about it either. I mean, the word didn't get to me that there was any kind of scuffle at the Keene Walmart today or out at Dick's Sporting Goods or anything like that. That word has not gotten around. So by all evidence, if I was not connected to the internet, I would have no reason to even be thinking about what happened at Black Friday. And unless I was at the store itself to experience it, it seems pretty unlikely that word would get to me if somebody pushed another person while they were trying to get a hold of a television set. I mean, look, I don't think this happened 30 years ago because I don't think Black Friday as a concept was the same as, you know, what it is today. But I don't know if it's fair to say that consumers wouldn't have behaved in this manner 30 or 40 years ago. I just think that's
pure speculation. I think it's very fair because I was there. Yeah, 61, and I.
But you
I
weren't working in retail, so you weren't every year.
I'm aware.
Hang on, Dave. I'll bring you back here. You can finish your thoughts here in a moment. 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
So the protection of life, liberty, and property is what the Free State Project is all about. But it's an effort to move 20,000 people who understand it's about demonstrating to the entire country
that, yeah, we can have a free market, a truly free market,
making it just a freer, great place to live.
It's the world's largest voluntarist libertarian community, and it's only getting bigger.
That's amazing to be able to move to a place where other people like passionately believe in being free and independent.
What the Free State Project is managing to do, though, is to put their money where their mouth is. It's physically getting up across the country and saying, let's go someplace and let's demonstrate the power of these ideas. There's a lot of kind of philosophy that surrounds liberty. There's a lot of thinking about it and talking about it. But here in New Hampshire, people are doing it.
101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire, a documentary by Free State Project Early Movers. Watch it free at 101ReasonsFilm.com. 101ReasonsFilm.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Black Friday edition of the program. Joining you in the studio tonight, you have Ian,
Rich Paul,
and Danica.
And you can join us online. Just drop by freetalklive.com. Please enjoy the features that we share with you there. You will not find any Black Friday specials on our website, but we do continue to crank out the content as we are here live every single night, even on Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, New Year's Eve. We'll be here for you, bringing you live audio content. Of course, you can download it all for free at freetalklive.com. If you feel like leaving a little something for us, you can certainly do that. There's a Bitcoin tip jar at bitcoin.freetalklive.com. Also, you can become a Free Talk Live amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com, and your AMP dollars, $5 a month, your AMP dollars really make a difference for Free Talk Live. It really helps us get on more radio stations across the country and spread the ideas of liberty as far and as wide as possible. Another great website to visit is Freedom's Phoenix. FreedomsPhoenix.com is where you can go to uncover the secrets and expose the lies. The readers there are provided detailed real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship we have with coercive governments. FreedomsPhoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go to FreedomsPhoenix.com, sign up for their free daily dispatch. That's FreedomsPhoenix.com. Dave is back in Northern California. Dave, you're back on Free Talk Live. You were trying to back up Rich from Montana, who called in earlier saying that it didn't used to be like this meaning the Black Friday craziness, the animalistic behavior.
At least in certain ways, society went, you know, at least in general terms, I'm seeing it go downhill where people are caring more about their items. And I'm not saying there wasn't people like that before. We still had a mafia. We still had this and that. I mean, people did crime, obviously. But as far as what you call this Black Friday shopping, that was unheard of. You know, people are not trampling each other to get something, you know? I mean, literally going over a woman or a guy on the floor, you know, to, you know, not spending like a minute to clear him out of there or whatever so they can go onto their iPod or whatever. It's just like, no, it wasn't like that. I mean, you hear of things that happen. Like, I had two Led Zeppelin tickets in my hand, literally. I had to pay $20 a piece for that. They scalped me, you know, because they were $8 tickets. And then what happened is, in Boston, someone rushed the ticket office and someone got, they got killed there. So it did happen in certain areas, but we heard about that. Someone got killed, so they canceled the concert, so I had to actually sell my tickets back. I'd never seen Led Zeppelin, but whatever. I've seen.
I'm sorry to hear about that. It's a bummer.
But I've seen a bunch of tribute bands.
But isn't that a more of a, isn't it more of an aspect of crowds of people and how people behave when they're in large groups where, you know, they could be angry, they could be frustrated, they could be tired, that people will behave differently when they're in a large group as opposed to how they would behave by themselves or in a small group where they're more identifiable and less part of a crowd. I mean, aren't you just sort of pointing out that this...
I'm sure that's part of it. Like, meaning if you're waiting 12 hours or something, you're tired or whatever, that could add to it.
Acknowledged is that there have been some dangerous events that happened in the past, just not under the same circumstances. It's because the Black Friday sale didn't exist 30 years ago. If it did, you know, if there were some sort of door-busting kind of bargain sale that Woolworths advertised in the 1950s, like, hey, you got to get here at 8 a.m. or, you know, 6 a.m. if you want the deal, and you line up outside, would people have behaved in a similar manner if they knew they could get whatever it was, that, you know, the new color TV?
I don't think it would be to that degree. No, I don't think at all. There was still that. And by the way, I feel you guys got that, whether you call it morals or not. The reason why I listen to your show, I like a lot of you. You're into free. You're not into voluntary. I mean, into forcing your will on someone. I love that.
That's true.
Why I'm listening to the show. And so that concurs with a lot of us that were back then who basically had It's a Wonderful Life in our soul, you know, if you can relate to what I'm saying. You know, the movie, for instance, some kind of, there was this kind of, I know there was criminals in this, but there was a lot of people just that had that common sense golden rule. And I know people still have that going on now. I mean, New Hampshire, at least in the free state mentality, has a lot of that in their mind, maybe in a different way, but it's basically a moral attitude, not trespassing on your neighbor, etc. There was a lot of that in general, you know.
What has happened to change it?
Well, I don't have all the answers. I just feel like part of it's the, you know, taking the commandments out, like everything's, you know, this relative, you know, moral relativity, instead of being like actually having some things that you know are wrong, like basically hurting one another without a defensive mechanism. You know, if a defensive violence is okay. I understand that, but not in this area.
Paul, go ahead.
I think the fall off in, and this is going to sound strange coming from somebody who does not believe that any religions out there are true. As a matter of fact, I'm in the middle of doing my own religion. But I think the fall off in the influence of the church has also made a difference. You know, there isn't, you know, because it hasn't been replaced. The unsound moral teachings of the church have not been replaced with sound moral teachings.
Mm-hmm.
They've been replaced with a vacuum of moral teachings.
They've been rejected.
Nobody talks about honor anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody talks about, you know, what it is or what it's supposed to be a man anymore. And I think there has been a decline in values. And by saying that, I'm not saying that values require God. I'm saying that if you're not going to adopt the code of a religion, you'd better find a code to adopt.
Yeah, that's a good point. If Mark were here, and thank you, Dave, for your call tonight, because I know that Mark had kind of a falling away from religion when he was a teenager, and he blames religion for some of the really poor choices that he made in his life after that, because he felt like, well, he was just rejecting the entirety of everything that the religion taught him, rather than just rejecting the idea of God. He also rejected you know, whatever level of morality that had been taught along with that, and then, you know, proceeded to get involved in dealing cocaine and ultimately was there when a murder transpired during a drug deal gone bad, that kind of thing, and, you know, and then ended up in prison for 9 years. He felt like, had he not been indoctrinated with this religious code in the first place that he then rejected, that maybe if he'd had a moral system, that he would never have gone in that direction.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. And in my experience, for example, I remember when I tried marijuana and I got to know people who smoked marijuana. This is as a teenager. I realized that what they told me in health class about marijuana wasn't true. So then right. I said, okay, so these people are liars. What else were they lying to me about? Well, I don't know. So now I have to go out and try all the drugs and, you know, find out which ones are really bad. And kids, if you're listening, that list includes at least cocaine, heroin, and meth.
What you're saying, those are the bad ones?
And prescription drugs. Yeah, those are lists of drugs that, you know, you definitely don't want to do. But right. I had to go out and find out for myself because I found that I had been deceived.
Yep.
Yeah, it's the same way with me as far as religion, because I was raised in a fairly religious household, and religion has a way of just shaming you in a way, you know, making you feel bad for the things that you're thinking or that you're doing.
That's not necessarily true for all religions.
Not all,
but
no.
You mean the more common organized religions?
Organized religions tend to have a way of making individuals feel ashamed. Mm. Not with all religions and certainly not with everyone's perspective, but I remember growing up, you know, thinking certain ways or questioning, you know, why do I have to dress a certain way? And, you know, being told, oh, you know, you have to do that because that's the way it has to be. And then growing up, as I started, you know, thinking more for myself and falling away from the church, I realized, well, I'll use modesty, for example, you know, covering yourself up because, you know, you're not to deceive and you're not to lead men into thinking a certain way about your body. And then growing up and becoming more mature in my thinking, I was thinking, well, you know what? I shouldn't be responsible for men's thoughts. You know, men should be trained up in a way to think that, you know, a woman is an individual. She's not, you know, she's not a piece of meat. Mm. That, so, you know, in my experience, that in my organized religion is that women were just, you know, women were always supposed to cover themselves and be modest because we're not supposed to tempt men. Tempting men is bad, but men weren't trained to, you know.
Men are just animals. Okay.
Right. Men weren't trained to think of women as, you know, equal partners and individuals, too, not just, you know, getting a piece of meat.
Let me challenge that. I mean, when you want to have sex with somebody, do you think of that person as being a piece of meat? Or do you think of that person as being a wonderful human being with whom you want to have sex? When I want to have sex with somebody, it's not... I'm not saying I think this is a bad person or
hold
a low
thought.
Person.
We'll come back in a moment with more Free Talk Live.
Kay Oliver is part of the Tweyambe Women's Group in Jinja, Uganda. She gets old clothes, fixes them up, washes them, and then sells them at the Jinja market. She was quite happy with her success at her business, but realized that a sewing machine would really help her make more money to take care of her two kids. Free Talk Live helped her get that sewing machine. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference, one cup at a time. Get a free pound, try out the subscription, cancel at any time, coffee.freetalklive.com.
Have you thought about owning gold? There are lots of reasons to own precious metals. A hedge against inflation. When the dollar tanks, metals go up. A barter currency. You can disempower the Fed by using real money. And no one knows the future. In an economic collapse, metals are likely to be a currency. Do as I've done for years. Buy your gold and silver and precious metals from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.